USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, not yet confirming that she will testify publicly next week. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley saying Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's accusations deserve to be heard, but she hasn't responded to requests to testify. Ford has claimed Kavanaugh held her down and groped her at a party when both were teenagers in the 1980s. The federal judges categorically denied the allegations. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama says it's further sign that the process needs to slow down.
There is no reason that this can't be. We put the brakes on a little bit more to do it right, not just to get it done.
President Trump has hit China with yet more tariffs. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking, my energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
What used to be Hurricane Florence may be petering out, but the deadly weather continues across parts of the Mid-Atlantic. A number of tornadoes ripping through central Virginia, leaving at least one person dead. Videos going viral now.
Oh, dear, it's ripping that thing apart.
That from a video captured in Chesterfield County, Virginia. The Air Force says it needs more firepower to meet rising threats from Russia and China. The Air Force Secretary saying yesterday her call for the biggest Air Force since the Cold War reflects the honest assessment of what it needs to fight and win a potential future war with China or Russia. Julie Chen is officially leaving the talk, expected to make the announcement in a videotaped message to air in today's episode of that show. Chen recently took a leave of absence from it after her husband Les Moonves was ousted as head of the network over sexual misconduct allegations. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Visa, MasterCard, and a number of banks will pay $6.2 billion to settle a lawsuit with retailers. The agreement today settles a long-running lawsuit over the fees that merchants pay when they accept credit card payments, so-called swipe fees. Banks who were sued included J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Bank of America. A judge still has to approve the final settlement. A very public scuffle breaks out between actor Tom Arnold and The Apprentice producer Mark Burnett, and it's led to quite the exchange on social media, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Arnold tweeted that Burnett choked him at a pre-Emmys party on Sunday in Los Angeles. Burnett's wife, actress Roma Downey, tweeted that Arnold tried to ambush the couple, and she posted a photo of what she said is her bruised hand. Arnold's lawyer, Marty Singer, told The Hollywood Reporter that Burnett attacked Arnold. Actress Allison Hannigan was there, and she tweeted that she saw the whole thing and thought it was a joke until security jumped in. Police say no report was taken. Arnold has a new show debuting Tuesday called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, which follows Arnold's attempts to find the tapes that show the president expressing bigoted views on the set of The Apprentice, which Arnold was once a contestant on. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.